in wool leggings and a tunic, bearing a gold-embroidered dragon on a field of black, strode past the empty sword-fighting targets to the occupied one, his attitude cocky, while his face was arranged in an expression implying sympathy.
"Did you hear me?"
he asked, as he stopped at the side of the man who was diligently hacking away at the straw and wood target with an extremely big sword.
"I heard. It is of no matter to me."
I spent a few moments in admiration of the interplay of his muscles, as Baltic continued to swing and thrust his sword into the target, his bare back shining with sweat. "It always did make my knees weak to see you wield a sword," I told the vision Baltic, moving around to see the front of him. His face was different, yet familiar to me. His hair dark ebony then, his chin more blunted. "I like your hair the dark chocolate color it is now, and your chin as well. Although you certainly were incredibly sexy before Thaler resurrected you. And your chest, oh my." I fanned myself with a bit of one of the shirts I was holding.
"Alexei says you have no choice. He says it is the command of your father."
Constantine cocked one.